This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 941, Number One Financial Regret by Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host and narrator, bringing you some of the best blogs on personal finance in audio form. Happy Monday to you. I hope your week is off to a great start and that you enjoy what we've got ahead today. And if you have any topic requests for us, please do share those by visiting oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. Before we get to our post from Mike, I want to thank creditrepair.com for their support. It's not just their name, it's literally what they do, and it's more than a one-time credit repair. Creditrepair.com understands that credit scores are a lifestyle. We all deserve an accurate and fair credit report, so let creditrepair.com help you out. They work with you to check, challenge, and ultimately change your credit score. Repairing your credit can be hard. Calling creditrepair.com? Incredibly easy. Call a credit advisor today and let them help you rewrite your credit story. Head over to the link in our show notes to sign up today for a free 15-minute credit analysis. For now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Number One Financial Regret by Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. A recent survey of 1,000 adults revealed the number one financial regret among Americans today. Do you know what it is? The answer may surprise you. According to a recent survey by Bankrate.com, the number one financial regret among Americans is not saving enough for retirement. If that doesn't concern you, maybe it should. The Great Social Experiment. The Revenue Act of 1978 ushered in the modern era of the 401k plan, along with its cousins, the 403b, 457b, and TSP. An employer-sponsored plan provides a way for employees to postpone paying taxes on a portion of their earnings until they reach retirement. In the 40 years since its inception, the number of U.S. companies that provide a traditional pension plan has plummeted 350%. Today, only about 1 in 10 companies have a pension plan. It's the great social experiment because no one knew if the average American could plan and save for their own retirement. Of course, there's Social Security, but it's common knowledge that Social Security is not adequate to live on. You need to supplement Social Security with a significant wad of cash if you want to carry your middle-class lifestyle into retirement. So, are we capable of saving for retirement? The same people who overeat even though we know it makes us fat, smoke when we know it gives us cancer, become couch potatoes when we know it gives us heart disease, drive drunk when we know we can lose our license, and abuse drugs when we know it will kill us? Turns out, we aren't capable. The instant gratification of spending our money right now outweighs the vague notion that we might retire someday. Less than half of those eligible to participate in their employer's 401k plan actually do. Of those, 20% are not saving any money because they are paying back the loan they took out on their account. Course correction. Do not despair. Unless you are already retired, it is not too late to right the ship. Ever heard of Warren Buffett? Considered by many to be the greatest investor of all time, the Oracle of Omaha is currently worth $84 billion. The interesting part is he amassed most of his fortune after turning 50. Prior to that, he was worth a paltry $300 million. Keanu Reeves is worth more than that. No disrespect to Mr. Reeves, just saying that The Matrix was a long time ago. The point is, as long as you are still breathing, you can earn income and amass wealth. Get it right. If you are not participating in your employer's 401k plan, you need to get started right away. Fill out the forms and begin by saving the minimum if that's all you can afford. Set your contribution rate to automatically increase 2% each year, and you will be on your way to success in no time. If you are participating in your employer's plan, but you plucked your contribution rate out of thin air, you can do better. Doing better doesn't necessarily mean saving more. You might be saving too much. How can anyone save too much for retirement? Go have a look in the mirror. You won't look that way in 20 years. Neither will you be able to do the things you can do today. Life is short. You have to do what you want while you still can. What does that have to do with saving too much for retirement? Plenty. That trip to Europe you promised your spouse but never took? All the weekend getaways you've skipped? The gifts you never gave? All because they cost too much. They didn't cost too much. You were saving too much for retirement. Fast forward to the end and you are too old to do anything. Too late, you realize that you've been doing it all wrong. You regret not experiencing more of what life has to offer when you were still young enough to enjoy it. That's what saving too much for retirement looks like. The fact is, if you don't have a plan, you have no idea how much to save. Absent a plan, your savings rate has more to do with your personality type than any basis in fact. If you are a free spirit who has lots of friends and loves to shop, and you're always late for everything and your phone is always dead, chances are you're not saving enough. On the other hand, if you are an intelligent, hardworking person who doesn't get invited to many or any parties, and your personality could be described as thoughtful and brooding, chances are you're saving too much. Both approaches are equally wrong, and they both lead to regret. So what's a person to do? We recommend hiring a financial advisor or availing yourself of sophisticated software that can perform a detailed analysis of your financial situation. Either approach will give you the best shot at maintaining your current lifestyle into retirement. Don't waste your time on free online calculators that ask a few questions and spit out a one-size-fits-all answer. Does someone who retires at 55 and lives to 95 need 4 times as much money as someone who retires at 65 and passes at 75? Of course they do. Did the free online calculator ask you about that? No, it didn't. Does someone whose mortgage is paid off by the time they retire need less money than someone whose isn't? Duh. Your financial situation is unique, so seek a solution that honors that. People, we need to pull our collective heads out and get with the program. Develop a plan and monitor it closely so you can make corrections along the way. You can't predict everything, but that does not give you license to just shrug and hope for the best. Implement a winning strategy before it's too late. You just listened to the post titled Number 1 Financial Regret by Mike Ballou of eggstack.com. And thank you again to creditrepair.com. You can get a free 15-minute credit analysis with the link in our show notes. Creditrepair.com can help with collections, late payments, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcies, and repossessions. Millions of Americans have inaccurate or unfair negative items wrongfully hurting their score. This is something we hear about on this show frequently, and recently, in fact. And there's a reason they're called creditrepair.com. It's literal. They make it easy to stay connected to your credit repair journey and help achieve the goals you've set in the process. Previous members have seen an average 40-point TransUnion credit score gain during 4 months of membership. Repairing your credit can be hard. Calling creditrepair.com? Incredibly easy. Call a credit advisor today and let them help you to rewrite your credit story. Head over to the link in our show notes to sign up today for a free 15-minute credit analysis. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great start to your week. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.